When did you start Sunil's Light? How much money do you think you've raised over the years?
I began Sunil's Light in 2002, and we've raised several hundred thousand. The first grant we gave to Stephen Wilton for exon skipping research to delve further into the rare mutations, because we knew the more common mutations people were already funding. I wanted to make sure we would help those that nobody else was. Mm-hmm. So that was where we gave our first grant.
And tell me again what his project was.
Exon skipping. Mm-hmm. He really developed the first scientific discoveries that led to the first real effective treatment. Exon skipping is the cornerstone of what the first drugs that have been. There's one drug out there right now called eteplirsen that treats only one mutation type of Duchenne. There are other drugs that are in the pipeline, in the process, that we're hoping to bring further quicker. Mm-hmm. But so we also joined with other foundations for another drug, halofugenone, that we were hoping to bring, you know, to the market for the boys. All the foundations came together to try to help develop the drug and to help get it to market.
Right, and what Nira's saying is that one drug only affects the one mutation, so that may be successful, but it doesn't treat all the kids with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. You still have to find a drug for the different mutations.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of the
complications.
Yes,
of finding.
There's so many different mutations that actually exist regarding Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
People are familiar with the MDA telethon that they run in that.
Yes. You know, the MDA does so much to help so many different muscular dystrophies, and they do a lot of other projects as well. They, you know, the medical clinics, the wheelchairs, other items to how to help, you know, improve the lives. So the MDA does a lot of the covers such a broad category. Mm-hmm. Duchenne is the most common genetic lethal disease of childhood, so it's just one of the muscular dystrophies. Mm-hmm. Duchenne muscular dystrophy is so rare, there's just a few cities that have centers of excellence where the physicians have Duchenne clinics, so to speak.
Yeah.
The one that we go to, Dr. Brenda Wong, who has the largest Duchenne patient population really worldwide. Currently, she's in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Have to go all the way to Massachusetts any kind of treatment.
Well, we do have some local physicians here that are wonderful, but they're very wise enough to defer to the specialists that are located right now in Worcester, Mass. Dr. Wong was at Cincinnati Children's before that, and we were going there prior to Massachusetts.
Which is another complication and strain on you guys. When you do need something, you have to travel so far.
You know, Dr. Wong's very good with speaking with the local doctors, but they just don't have enough Duchenne patients usually in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. You can be a doc and your whole life not have one.
Is there a test?
There is screening and newborn screening, which is one of the things that actually Sunil's Light joined with other foundations to support, that we all would want there to be newborn screening, because if you find you can do
it's not mandated.
No, not yet, but we've been, all of us have come together to ask the government and to you know, try to push this forward, that there should be newborn screening. Mm-hmm. Because you can really make a difference if you start certain things earlier for young patients. Duchenne being congenital, some families carry the mutation and some don't. Mm-hmm. Like I'd say.
And can that same thing be said about other MD strains?
And most muscular dystrophies are congenital.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think all of them have the newborn screening or the test for it, though. And it's a simple blood test. You do a simple, you know, CPK level. If it's, you know, 10 times what it should be, we know this child has Duchenne, really. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, and then
we do CPK levels all the time on people who have cholesterol problems, and they'll have myalgias, muscle aches and pains. We do them easily.